Those on Peoria's south side who call Western Avenue home have waited many years for much-needed street improvements. This spring, those improvements will surface.
You'll see a major transformation to a three-lane roadway with new curb and gutter, sidewalks, and complete street elements.
That's Bill Lewis, engineer for the City of Peoria. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Tuesday, February 2nd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. New COVID-19 variants are making their way into America and Illinois. Tim Shelley explains what you need to know.
There are several known variants of COVID-19, including a more infectious strain from the United Kingdom, which has made its way into Illinois recently.
There are circulating strains from across parts of the world that do increase the virus's transmissibility. It makes the virus have increased binding to our human cells, and therefore makes infection more likely when somebody is exposed.
That's Dr. Douglas Casper, an infectious diseases specialist at OSF St. Francis Medical Center. He says viruses mutating in the new strains is normal, but definitely something that merits a response from the medical community at large. This doesn't change the vaccine rollout, however.
The good news so far is that the two vaccines that have been approved by the FDA have been shown to be protective against the variant strains, even if there is some reduced level.
But even with vaccines coming out, Casper says the same public health measures authorities have promoted all along will remain important in eliminating widespread transmission of the virus, including these new variants.
Remain adherent until the majority of our population has been vaccinated, and then we can move forward to the next phases.
The vaccines are also believed to be effective against the new variants of COVID-19 from South Africa and Brazil. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some more stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. More than 6,200 Tri-County residents are now fully vaccinated for COVID-19. Statistics updated Monday on the Illinois Department of Public Health's online database show more than 46,000 doses of the vaccine have been administered in Peoria, Tazewell, and Woodford counties. The City of Peoria's accounts receivable office is closed to the public through February 11th. All payments can be emailed, placed in a Dropbox at the Fulton Street entrance at City Hall, or done online. And more than 113 million meals have been served up by Illinois schools since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Construction begins this spring on a one-mile stretch of Western Avenue in Peoria's Southside neighborhood. WCBU correspondent Tori Dahlhoff brings us a story about the potential community and economic impact of the street improvements.
When Peoria residents Zaxton Johnson and Tamira Cunningham heard the city will begin road construction this spring in front of their home on Southwestern Avenue, they were quick to name their top repair priority.
A lot of potholes.
Wear and tear.
Yeah, if you ain't paying
accidents.
Attention to them, you can hit it and bust your tire, man, and that could cause an accident right there. With the potholes and these lights being fixed, I think this would be a lot better, safer road for the walking pedestrians that gotta cross along this road every day.
That's Shad Timmett, another resident living in the one-mile section of Western Avenue from Adams to Howitt that's included in the project. I met with the city's engineer, Bill Lewis, along this stretch of Western Avenue, where he said the construction plan will go far beyond pothole repairs.
You'll see a major transformation here where the roadway will go from these existing wide four lanes down to a three-lane roadway with new curb and gutter, sidewalks, and complete street elements.
Those other elements include bike lanes, permeable pavers, street lights, green space, and new retaining walls and fences along the new and improved right-of-way. These community-friendly features of the Western Avenue project stem from the Complete Streets policy adopted by the City of Peoria in 2015. According to Smart Growth America, Complete Street policies direct city planners and engineers to prioritize transportation safety, accessibility, and mobility for more people in a neighborhood. This generally means slowing the speeds of motor vehicles and encouraging more and safer use of the right-of-way by bikers, walkers, and those using assistive devices. In Peoria's case, Lewis said the complete streets approach also plays a role in mitigating the city's decades-old combined sewage overflow issue.
Anytime we can put some permeable pavers in the roadway, it makes it nice looking, but it also helps us with our CSO overflows and limiting the amount of water that's getting to our combined sewer system.
Like any public infrastructure, complete streets projects come at a cost. In the case of Western Avenue, that's $12.6 million. That's funded by a combination of local, state, and federal dollars, and IDOT has awarded a contract for that work to R.A. Cullinan & Sons. But according to transportation consultant Mark Fenton, during a city-hosted webinar last December, that initial price tag and ongoing infrastructure investment is necessary for the city's future viability.
Peoria can't afford not to do complete streets. People are deciding whether to live there or not, and businesses are deciding whether to build there or not. And complete streets are going to be one of the strongest assets you can bring to those conversations.
Fenton also noted the need for cities to pay particular attention to street improvements in areas of historic disinvestment, such as Peoria's South Side, where Black and low-income residents have been disadvantaged by racist 20th century development practices like redlining and inner-city highway developments.
Western was a primary business corridor. And because the city, quite frankly, neglected that area, businesses decided to leave. The infrastructure in this district has been so bad for so long.
That's First District Council member Denise Moore, who said the road construction project could encourage more businesses and jobs to locate there.
Economic development is going to be the key to bring this community, and especially the South Side, out of the poverty that we're in.
What else it's going to do is just raise the quality of pride for people that live on the South Side, you know, having a street that really is nice.
That's Martha Ross, president of the South Side Community United for Change, a coalition of South Side neighborhood associations.
You know, some people are saying, well, I'll believe it when I see it, but it feels good to see something happen. It's just sorry that it takes so long.
City officials say it will take until the fall of 2022 before the project is completed. In the meantime, residents can look forward to what a complete street might mean for them.
Like I say, man, it'll be a lot better place for kids and anybody that live on Western and got to cross and travel up Western and stuff to get back and forth to work. So, you know, it's all for the better.
For Peoria Public Radio, I'm Tori Dahlhoff.
Learn more and watch a short video about the Western Avenue project at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. All right, before we let you go, you're invited to WCBU's inaugural Radio Faces event. Join us Thursday, February 11th from the comfort of your living room for this virtual Radio Faces celebration. NPR's Aisha Roscoe and Scott Detrow will field your questions about reporting from Washington as a new administration begins. Do not sleep on this fantastic opportunity to hang with a couple of NPR greats. Tickets, including a VIP experience, are now available at WCBU.org.